And what we see here in Buffalo is there's a lot of incredible fabric. A lot of great things are going on in Buffalo, and you have a rich history.
Stephen Tobachman is director of Global Detroit. He's here to lend his expertise on growing a city's economy by embracing refugees and immigrants. Tobachman tells WBFO News it's now becoming a trend for many Rust Belt cities. In Detroit, Michigan, a number of initiatives have been implemented.
We work in four communities around the state of Michigan that have a large number of newcomers, and we work with immigrants and non-immigrants alike to integrate them and to introduce them and to build neighbor relationships. We launched the first, and we still think only, fully staffed international student retention program for our state. So there's 27,000 international students who study in Michigan. It's an $800 million export project product that creates 11,000 jobs by their tuition and their expenditures in our communities.
Both Detroit and Dayton, Ohio have created specific strategies focusing on the economic benefits of immigrants. Dayton created Welcome Dayton, designed to assist small businesses. There's a strong refugee and immigrant population, many coming from Eastern Africa, Turkey, and Iraq. Melissa Bertolo is with Welcome Dayton.
Really looking at, you know, a lot of these businesses are small mom-and-pop type stores, and so what can we do to ensure that they have access to the business and technical assistance that we provide?
Dayton's Welcome program even has a tagline, immigrant-friendly city. But Buffalo is just starting to realize initiatives that could make a difference. At the International Institute, Eva Hassett says Mayor Byron Brown is now planning to create an office of new Americans to help serve the city's rapidly growing immigrant population.
We've talked with the mayor about the need for that office to be well networked out into the community of immigrant service providers. But we're really happy because if you look around the country at the, you know, two dozen, maybe going on to three dozen localities that are really working in this area of immigrant economic and community development, the city can play a huge role.
The governor in Michigan has set a goal of attracting 50,000 new immigrants. Hassett says both governors and mayors are now starting to realize how the immigrant population is an asset. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.